Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And with us today, we have that fine young lady who makes those wonderful treats in downtown Huntley, Claudia from Marcus Chocolates. Claudia, welcome to Around Town.
Oh, Ron, thank you so much for having me back. And thank you so much for saying Marcus. That's the best way to say our name.
You're quite welcome. And we have to talk about all your wonderful treats. So how do you want to get started here, Claudia?
Well, we can start at the top. You know, the chocolate is always wonderful. We do have gourmet chocolates, and we have some old-fashioned favorites that people love and can't find other places, like chocolate-covered orange peel, chocolate-covered sponge candy. Those are fabulous, and they're all made by Marcus in-house at our Palatine flagship store.
And how about all those wonderful donuts you got in that store?
Every day we make them fresh. We have very dedicated donut makers that come in very early in the morning, so you can always see us out pretty early. We even beat the snowplow guys, and then they're right behind us. We make a lot of different varieties of donuts, scones, Long Johns, Bismarcks, and muffins.
So out of the donuts, you have to tell me, what is the most popular donut that you make?
One of the all-time favorites is, believe it or not, a yellow cake donut with chocolate icing and peanuts. Because we're a chocolate shop, we'll always have nuts in our store. So the fact that we still do donuts with nuts is remarkable. Large donut places don't do nuts on their donuts anymore for allergy reasons for kids. But we're never going to be that, because we always will have donuts and or chocolate and nuts. So that's a popular one. We also have a German chocolate one with coconut and pecans and caramel. We have cinnamon crumb. The list goes on. And then on the weekends, our specials on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays is a red velvet donut that we've gotten rave reviews. Tastes like, you know, grandma's red velvet cake, our sour cream old-fashioned, and our blueberry donut.
I know Jim, our station director over here, said he's gained weight eating your donuts. I'm not sure which ones he's been eating, but
that does happen. You know, we've brought a lot to downtown Huntley and maybe a few pounds.
For the folks that have peanut allergies, is there something for them too, Claudia?
We do. We actually bring in two gluten-free, and they're dairy-free, and they are nut-free also. Treats from Uprising Bakery in Lake in the Hills, or Rosie's Gluten-Free Treats in Woodstock, which is soon to be moving to Crystal Lake. So those come to us sealed. So yes, that we can actually make are peanut-free. But we do have a wonderful customer named Erica, I won't give out her last name, whose child is very allergic to peanuts. She calls us ahead. We take every precaution, and we make sure her donuts are away from everything else. We change our gloves, take new toppings for hers, and her children have never had a problem. So if we know ahead, we certainly can make a peanut-free donut.
That's important, because sometimes you make a peanut-free donut, but it's still in contact with other utensils in the kitchen.
Exactly, and we make sure that just doesn't happen. We take, like I said, especially the frostings, because we dip in the same frosting over and over. So with hers, we never do that. We always make everything separate and clean.
Can you tell me what Jim's favorite donut is when he comes in? Do you know offhand? Or
no.
Do you want to give it an air?
Oh, that's a very good one. A maple bacon. Tastes like a round pancake with a hole in the center.
Wow. Okay. All right, so we got Jim is committed to maple bacon.
Yes.
Okay. So Super Bowl Sunday, February 12th. What's going on there, Claudia?
Yeah, well, that's always a fun day. We have a wonderful new product that we introduced this past Christmas called, you know what charcuterie boards are with cheese and sauces?
Well, sure.
We have a chocolate charcuterie board. So it's a beautiful handmade wooden piece that we put our wonderful chocolates on, and we have some chocolate footballs in there. Great hostess gift. If you're hosting, you know, we're going to be doing the team colors on our donuts that morning, so you can order those ahead. And we always do strawberries decorated like footballs. So lots of treats to really make your spread really attractive.
So that charcuterie board that you're going to put together, what is that, just one size, Claudia?
We actually have two sizes. We have one large one that's about, maybe 18 inches across, and then we have some rounder or smaller ones that are oval-shaped.
And what price range for the folks that are listening?
Yeah, the large one is $65.95. That includes the board and a pound of chocolate. And the small one, I believe it was $22.95. It's a small oval one with a half a pound of chocolate.
You know, I had someone ask me with what's going on with chocolate right now, that a lot of people are using that wax filler for chocolate because of shortage of cocoa. What's going on there?
We really don't. I've heard that too. Our chocolate is still safe. We've used the same brand of chocolate for decades, Morcus has. So that's the beauty of our taste of our chocolate. It really lingers on your palate. You don't have that waxy taste at all. And we have not changed our recipes over the years, so, and we've not reduced any of the quality of the chocolate we use.
So when you're putting together all your different plans and things like this, who is the creator of the different chocolates? Is that you or different designs, or
you know,
how does that work?
It's very collaborative. You know, as far as the chocolates, we do have set molds, but the way we decorate them is different. So our store manager, Sarah, has a lot of input. She's awesome. A lot of people know her in town. And then we have two wonderful chocolatiers, Jen and Claire. Great, great ladies. It's spent a lot of time making sure things just look perfect. And then we have the designers or the packagers, the people that decorate it and bow it. So, it takes a big team to do what we do.
You know, we mentioned about Super Bowl Sunday, but when people are ordering, we didn't talk about when they should order to be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. So you're ready. What's your timeline in it, Claudia?
You know, like during the middle of the week, you know, it's best to do it. And because the Super Bowl Sunday is so close to Valentine's Day, the sooner the better that we can prepare.
I see chocolate footballs. How large are those footballs?
We've got some that are like 6 inches across, a pound of chocolate, and then we have smaller ones. We have little ones that are like wrapped in foil, so that's just a good munch that people can go on. And, of course, we always have our great cinnamon glazed nuts, our assorted nut assortment. So that's great. Anything you want to munch on, that's what you want.
And you're normally closed on Mondays, correct?
We normally are, but this time because of the holiday of Valentine's Day and Super Bowl, we'll be open on the 13th. So we'll go from Super Bowl to open on Monday and on Tuesday the 14th.
And you know, what are the hours of the store there, Claudia?
Yeah, on Sundays we're open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's what we'll do on that Monday, 7 to 5. We will stay open on Valentine's Day till 6 p.m. You know, not that there's one particular gender of person that likes to shop at the last minute, but there kind of is, and we know that, and people are also coming home from work. So we'll stay open till 6.
So we talked about the Super Bowl, all the wonderful things you're making there. What are you doing for Valentine's Day? There's got to be some special things there, too.
Yep, we always have our heart boxes, you know, beautiful velvet boxes filled with our great chocolates. Lots of molded things for kids. We also do a chocolate molded school bus and put hearts on it because people like to give a little treat to their school bus driver. But most of the business really is chocolate-covered strawberries. We will do just hundreds and hundreds of those, where if you know our party room, that will be covered in chocolate-covered strawberries.
Really? Mm-hmm. Can you give the folks a guesstimate of how many chocolate-covered strawberries that go out of your store a week?
Well, on a weekly basis, and strawberries have been really iffy right now. They always take a dive in January as far as the quality, and wherever they're farmed, they come right back for Valentine's Day. So right now, we're not doing a lot in January. But for Valentine's Day, we will do probably 200 to 300 boxes of the half pounds and probably 200 boxes of the 1 pounds.
Wow.
So it's quite a few.
Wow, that sounds like it. And how about like other things you've got there for Valentine's Day, like the nuts and caramels and orange peel and sponge candy, all those good things.
Yep, and that would definitely come in shop early. Things, the favorite ones do disappear quickly. We've got a lot of the hearts decorated, pretzel rods, drumsticks, chocolate-covered graham crackers, different kind of beautiful arrangements. And we try to really watch the price points, not only for moms that are on a budget, but when you've got two or three kids and you're trying to get treats, and for grandparents that have got quite a few grandkids.
I might mention, too, that everything that you do is made in your kitchen.
It's either made in our location or the assorted pieces like the caramels and the creams come from the Palatine store. The nut clusters, we have 5 different nuts. We have almonds, cashews, walnuts, pecans, and peanuts. We make those in-house. And everything that we do as far as molded items, we make in-house.
So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the dark chocolate, your white chocolate, and milk chocolate.
Yes.
So how do those rate with each other as far as which is the big mover?
You know, we're lucky enough that we can taste anything we want in the store. So some things taste better in milk, some things taste better in dark. Milk is still the predominant favorite of people. When we pack a 1 pound assorted, 2/3 of the box is milk chocolate.
Really?
1/3 is dark chocolate. But if you come in and say, you know, I'm only a dark chocolate lover, I'm only a white chocolate lover, we'll pack it any way you want.
You know, I would never have thought that. I would have thought that the dark chocolate would be, you know, equal with the milk chocolate.
Not yet, but it's close. People do like it, but it's not everyone's preference yet.
Hasn't milk chocolate kind of tapered off a little bit over the years?
you know, dark chocolate does have, you know, the riboflavins, and it does have different things that, you know, it's less sugar, so it is healthier for you. But no, the milk chocolate still is, our milk chocolate is so creamy and delicious that, you know, it's still really a popular item.
We talked about calling ahead for Super Bowl Sunday. How about Valentine's Day on that one there? Same day, a couple of days ahead for something special, or how would you recommend
that? I would definitely recommend coming early for that and placing an order for the strawberries. You know, if you place the order, you can walk from the front door to our party room door. We hand you the order, and you're on your way. You know, if you come in, we're happy to pack a package for you, but then you're just going to have to wait in the line.
And can folks order online, too?
Yes, everything can be ordered online. And I almost forgot something important to mention, that we have a one-pound anatomical heart that looks just like a heart model. So if you're a cardiologist out there, or you love something that's a little bit off-center, you need to come in and order our anatomical heart.
Well, you know, Jim likes cigars. Can you shape a cigar for him and put a band on it? Maybe
yes.
A dark chocolate cigar,
yes,
with a band?
Absolutely. We do cigars all the time. For, you know, usually it's for babies, but we could do it for anyone.
Well, yep. Actually, cigars probably should be maybe milk chocolate, the lighter shade, not the dark shade. The
depends on what he likes.
Yeah, that's, which one would you like, Jim?
White.
He wants light.
Oh, okay. The light? Okay.
Okay. You know, we haven't talked about your staff before we move on to other items over here. Mm-hmm. What about your staff and, you know, who works the shop, who helps in the kitchen? We should talk about, you know, how this whole thing works. How
it really
what keeps
is
the
amazing.
Engine running?
Yeah, it is a very well-oiled machine. Like I said, in the morning, the donut maker is the first person to come in, then the donut dipper comes in, and then there's a person that comes in to help open the store and get that going. And on the weekends, we have two donut dippers because, you know, Saturdays are one of our busiest days, especially in farmers market. You know, people are coming in all the time to enjoy our donuts. The chocolate molders come in per their schedule. They'll mold. And then we have a great group of high school students. From Huntley High School, we have an MCC culinary student. They come in later in the day after school and close the store. So, yeah, we're always looking for new help, too.
So I can understand the dippers. They're going to dip donuts.
Yeah.
Okay, and I understand how that's going to work, mm-hmm. right? How about the molders? What happens
there? The molders are huge. If you've ever seen a chocolate mold that we use, you know, people think it's a huge production. A mold is about the size of a piece of paper, and a cavity is how many you can make off of that. So maybe you can make four hearts off of that one mold. So that's four items at a time, you know, and if we're going to sell 100 in the store, that's a lot of repetitive action.
We're going to pause for just a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking to Claudia from Marcus in downtown Huntley, and she's telling us all about the wonderful treats that she has there. However, we told her not to bring it in here because it's hard to broadcast and talk on the microphone while you're eating a donut. So, Claudia, continuing on, you're talking about, okay, you got the molds and you got the different helpers that are doing that. And so what happens after that? And what's the next step?
The next step then, and then we have some wonderful, I want to say this right, the girls from Sun City, we'll just say it like that. You have some wonderful senior citizens. We call them our seasonal workers. They are a great team. They come in and they do the finishing of the product. They will do the decorating of the product, the bagging, and the bowing. And then get it ready for sell in the store.
So what does that take? How many people on any given day?
It's a lot of people that, it depends really on the holidays too. You know, the finishers will come in for Christmas, for Easter, for Valentine's Day, and then we won't see them all summer. And they're wonderful because they really leave their schedule open to help and accommodate us. So any given day, there could be four people total in the store, or there could be 10. You know, it just depends on the day.
You know, I would recommend Jim to help you with the donuts for the bacon donuts. I'm afraid he'd eat more than what he'd be dipping.
Yeah, and unfortunately, people say, oh, don't you get sick of it? Nobody gets sick of the donuts. Nobody gets sick of the chocolate. No, so people say, oh, I'll be your best tight taster. No, I'm going to lose money then.
Have you been consistent with the people that help you? Are you losing people that usually stay, or how's that been for you?
We've been really lucky that people have stayed and that they do come back, you know, even if it's a seasonal person. Yeah, the people that we lose the most really are the high schoolers. You know, they do have to graduate and move on, which is always sad.
Right.
And we are one of the few people that in the past, and we've had great luck, we've hired 15-year-olds, which is an awesome thing. You know, I've always considered us to be a great first job. you have to learn to deal with adults. You know, now aren't we have the best customers, but you are dealing with adults. You know, handle money, handle the presentation in the store. And those kids just clean. They're always cleaning the store. So it's a really good first job.
That's good. Mm-hmm. You know, we should also talk about what you do for those who are having parties.
You know, parties is also, it's like the third leg of our business. You know, it's the donuts, the chocolate, and the parties. We've had one of the same party hostesses, Mimi, that's her grandma name, that's in all of Huntley will know Mimi, and they love Mimi, has done parties for us for all this time, 7 years in Huntley, and even before when we were in Algonquin. Our parties are 90 minutes long, 45 minutes of chocolate making, and 45 minutes of party time. And if you've seen our party room, we have a beautiful throne that the birthday person sits in to open presents. And when we talk about the chocolate projects, the kids actually make themselves a pound of chocolate. They make a chocolate pizza. They mold chocolate suckers, which could be flowers or hearts or pumpkins or transformers. They mold those suckers themselves with milk or white chocolate, and then they decorate pretzel twists. Everything's boxed up in a nice little tote box, and they take it home worry-free for the parents. And then there's 45 minutes to either open presents or have some snacks.
So the children that do this, what generally is their age group?
You know, we have usually about 5 and up. You know, 5 to 12 is the majority of the kids for the parties. We do adult parties where we can mix it up and make it more adult-like. And with different, instead of like gummies, maybe we'd have like coconut or other things as far as toppings to make things. We design different parties around the holidays where it's more instructional. We did that for Christmas and we're very successful with that. So we hope to do more of those. And we've also, during the summer, people have heard us use the words candy camps, where Mimi has led candy camps. So it's a different theme. Like we've had a baseball theme. We've had a Wizard of Oz theme, where the kids make treats within that theme and just have a blast.
So when you have these different parties, people call ahead, and someone will then sit down and talk to them about what you can do and what you can offer.
Exactly.
And then what usually is the amount, like, per person? Is there a number that works out for that, Claudia?
Yeah, the parties are, for the 90-minute total, is $22 a person, a minimum of 10 people. We can comfortably accommodate up to 20 or 25. And we always, you know, it's saying, depends on the age of the kids. If the kids are really little, like a 5-year-old, and all the parents are going to stay, 20 is overwhelming for that age group. So then we might like narrow it down and say, oh, maybe stick to 15.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And would the cost per person still be the same?
Yes. It's always based on a minimum of 10. And we only charge for who's here that day. You'll always be charged for 10. But suppose you reserve for 15 and 13 show up, we will just charge you for the 13.
And you have some upcoming events coming up on February 16th, correct?
We do. One of the things that Huntley is waiting for, we will be selling our delicious punchkis again. Our punchkis get wonderful reviews, and you know that's PACZKIS, punchkis. And we have great flavors, too. We have apple, apricot, Bavarian cream, peach, raspberry, strawberry, and what we always say is the best mover, prune. People laugh about prune all the time, but it has its following, and we'll never get rid of prune.
Really? That's a treat that's been around for many, many years. And God, I remember my mother used to always buy those when they were available.
Yes.
It was just an old fashioned treat.
Yep.
So if those are coming around, they'll be available February 16th or before that?
Yeah, actually, they will be available on the 16th. We start on Thursday, like that, the week after Valentine's Day, and then we'll do it right up to Fat Tuesday on the 21st.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if someone wants to order ahead, they can do that too?
They really should. It's best to order ahead. We'll have those in the store for just a grab and go, but it really does help us out on planning if you order ahead. And again, that Monday, the 20th, we will be open just to have some people. Once, you know, when you have something you can only get once a year, you just kind of want it a couple of days, not just one day.
Sure. So it'd be best to shop on Monday the 20th?
Any of those days. The whole weekend we'll have them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And now, are those made right in the store?
We actually bring in the shells from our normal product provider for our donuts, and then we fill them in the store. So all the fillings we listed, the apple and the apricot, we do all that in-house.
So the Bavarian cream is not as popular as the prune?
No, the Bavarian cream really is the most popular.
Okay.
I love the prune. I always like to say it's the most popular. It's not the most popular.
Well, that's, I was looking at your list of flavors here. I'm thinking, I can remember Bavarian cream being a really popular item.
That is the biggest one, yes.
And how much work goes into this to prepare these and have these made so that they're fresh and tasty, Claudia?
They are filled per order, you know. I mean, we're not having, you know, dozens and dozens sitting there. I've already seen punchkis in Jewel. I've already seen punchkis in Walmart. That's fine, but there's no comparison to the way ours taste.
Not when they're fresh.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you probably get a kick out of the young people, whether they're boys and girls, that you talk about punchkis with them. And they're probably wondering, what are you talking about?
Exactly. Depends where they grew up. If they're Polish, they pretty much know.
Right. Yeah. And what other things can the folks expect when they go into your store and they want to shop? What are the things that they can expect to see? And the sights, I know, are beautiful. When you go into your cabinets are so great with the way they're set up and everything. But for the person going in for the first time.
Well, the person for the first time first is going to be greeted by a smiling face. You know, everyone that works the front is always saying, good morning, how are you? You know, what can we help you with? Let us know when you're ready. And we have heard more than once that we look like a Hallmark movie. We really put a lot of work and pride into, you know, the decorating for all the holidays. So you really do feel comfortable. We've got 6 tables there. They'll see our morning guys that come in every day for coffee. So you can talk to those guys. Lots of people like to chat with them. We've got probably 4 shelves of people's personal coffee cups now. So bring us your cup and we'll just keep it up there for you. So you can come in and have your own cup with your coffee. And then all the colors, you know, all the colors of right now, it's all pink and red. And for Easter, it's going to be all the pastels. The store is just beautiful when you walk in.
I like when you said all the guys that come in have their coffee in the morning. It's kind of like those that hang out at McDonald's in the morning.
Yes, it's just like those guys. And I always say, you know, we're kind of like Cheers. Everybody knows your name. So, you know, we pretty much know everybody. If we don't know your name in first, we will find out as we get to know you.
So we talked about the store and your products. We talked about your help. What about you? How did you get involved in all this? I mean, what brought you to making all these treats?
I know, it's a very convoluted little story. My son, who's now 28 years old, it was at his 4th grade feast at St. Thomas in Crystal Lake, and somebody brought in, another mom brought in a box of Morka's chocolates. And I said, where's this from? I grew up on the west side of Chicago in Brighton Park, and the original Morka's was on 26th and Trumbull. And I actually had that chocolate when I was a child. My uncle used to bring it to us all the time. And I said, I haven't seen this box in years. And the mom that brought it, she's a Morka's from home. That's how we would say it on the south side. Morka, you know, who are you from home? Her sister owned the store, and her dad owned the store. And it was her grandfather that started the business. So she said, hey, my sister's always looking for part-time help, mom help. And I said, okay. So for a couple of years, I would be driving back and forth from Crystal Lake to Palatine. Then I guess at that time got really high. I forget what year this was. And I said, I can't do this anymore. And then the owner, Rhonda Morka, said, let's talk about opening up a store closer to you. So the first store was in Algonquin. We found a spot. It was next to Buddy Z's Pizza at the time in Algonquin Road, close to Randall Road. And then after about 7 years there, and we were happy, but we were getting nervous because they were talking about improving and widening Randall Road. And I envisioned exactly what it turned into, you know, 4 lanes each direction, you know, 3 turning lanes. Great number of cars is going to go by your store, but no one's going to stop because they don't want to lose their place in traffic.
Sure.
The developer in Huntley came up and said, hey, do you think you'd want to move? And I had no thoughts about moving, but when I saw the plans of where we would be, with the, you know, right on the square with a patio in the front facing the beautiful square that then was all renovated, I said, we got to do this. We can't miss this opportunity. And we've never looked back. Huntley is so welcoming. I mean, the city council, the mayor welcomed us with open arms. They've always supported us. They've always been there for us. And just the community itself, being on that front seat to all the events that Huntley has, the concerts, the market, the farmers market, it's just a great place to be. And having the outdoor seating, you can, you know, when you walk by and you can see all the guys sitting out there, people bring their dogs. And now you can enjoy our Christmas tree that just Bill Ruth just graciously just converted to our Valentine's tree out in front. And then he'll come back in for St. Patrick's Day and he'll put on green lights. And then we'll have multi-lights for Easter. So things like that, you know, just nice touches that I think we really enhance the community, and the community's been very good to us.
So this is your store?
Yes, with my husband, yes.
Okay, and the other store belongs to?
To Rhonda Morcus. Okay. And there actually is a third Morcus now in Cedar Lake, Indiana. And that's an interesting story. The woman that started, and she's been in business for about 6 months, she worked at the Morcus Palatine in high school. And she always wanted to open her own chocolate shop. And she and her husband were moving to Cedar Lake, Indiana, and she just opened, like I said, 6 months ago.
That's wonderful. These are the kind of stories, folks, we'd like to bring to you to tell you about what's going on in your community and how you can support those businesses in your community. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, go to Contact Us, and let us know what your thoughts are, what else you want to hear about, and other shows we can bring to you. We want to thank Claudia from Morcus for Chocolates for being here today, and thank you, everybody. Have a great day.